Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus Christ, Matthew 11:28-30. This is Jim, Wonder in Reality. Thanks for listening. Just a one message about faith. The verses I just read, of course, are famous and well known, but how wonderful that is and incredible to think that Jesus offers to everyone the invitation, come unto me, and I will give you rest. We all need that. We all want that. And he says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I want to quickly give some main points about faith. Hopefully this message will be encouraging, will be uplifting, and hopefully even maybe have some revelation in it. First, it is wonderful to realize that the whole purpose of our existence is that we die, we lose our old nature, and Jesus Christ lives in and through us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we now, as we grow up in Him and go deeper, He now gives us His life, which I've been mentioning in most of these messages, the glorious, supernatural, divine life, eternal life, life everlasting. And He gives us all the things that He wants to give us and that we want and we want to receive, such as faith and many other things. But it's mainly that it's His life. We find the answer, Jesus the Christ, through the Holy Spirit. This priceless, eternal treasure, Him. And everything flows from that. He gives us all those wonderful things, love and faith and hope and joy and peace and so many things. And the supernatural life now, where we're walking with Him and revelation, and it just goes on and on and on. We could give, as I've said, a billion messages about this, about Him, the glorious Jesus the Christ, through the Holy Spirit. And so, yes, He gives us faith. It's His faith, the faith of God. Faith is reliance. That's my next, you know, I almost don't want to give bullet points like here's number one, two, three, four, because it always goes back to the answer, Jesus the Christ through the Holy Spirit. And He gives us faith. He gives us all those things flow from Him. Before we find Him, we're struggling. You know, we're struggling, but things are on the negative side. It's hard, and we're trying to have faith, and we're trying to build up our faith. It doesn't work that way. It looks like it's complex. It looks like it's hard. It's so hard to live the Christian life. No, it's hard when we try to do it on our own. It's impossible. Then nothing works like that. Another point, faith is reliance. That's really the word, the Greek word. It's reliance, relying on Him. And so you could even say it's more than that. It's that we die, we're no longer living, and He gives us His life. And so we have His faith, and Jesus talked about faith so much. It's His second most frequent topic that He taught about, talked about, preached about, is faith. And famous verses. We've seen them. Those of us who are Christians for some years, we've seen these verses. They're just amazing verses. You know, have the faith of God. If you have faith and do not doubt, you'll say unto this mountain, You'll say unto this tree, be moved from here to there, and it'll move, and nothing will be impossible for you. All these things. So the big picture is, it's the faith of God, just like everything else. It's His life, His joy, His peace, His faith. And it's exciting, it's awesome, it's glorious. And here's another thing that I just kind of realized. Here's a simple explanation. When we have negative kind of vibes or a negative aura around our walk with Jesus in any way, you know, if we're struggling, if it's hard, if it's we're frustrated, it seems complex and difficult, and maybe there's fear and doubt instead of faith and things like that. Well, all of that is evidence that, you know, we haven't gotten to that point where we're walking with the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't want to just completely oversimplify things because or over-spiritualize, because as I've said before, we live on the earth. It's hard living on the earth. It's hard for everyone. We all have struggles. We all have stress and there's challenges. But I'm speaking spiritually. If there's anything negative in our walk with Jesus Christ, that's evidence that we just haven't gotten far enough along or deep enough with the Holy Spirit in this mystery. This walk with Him is a mystery. It's a wonder and a mystery, and it can't be put into words, but there's a time to teach about it and talk about it and discuss it. And so I want to make this point. When we find the Holy Spirit, we find Jesus, we've moved through phase one and two. As I've talked in many other messages, there's four phases. First phase is born again. Second phase, born of water in the Spirit. Third phase, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's when when things start clicking. So when we meet the Holy Spirit, that's when everything makes sense. And I do say this, according to Scripture, that's when things become easy and simple. We realize it's easy and simple. That's when things click. That's when we move into faith, and we get His joy, we get His peace, we get His life. And so, as I've said before, when we have Him, we should always have the victory. He's the greatest power in the universe. We have the God Almighty, the Creator of the universe, through the precious Holy Spirit, Jesus the Christ. They're one and the same. That's why we seek Jesus. We seek the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. And so that's when it moves into not just positive, it's super incredible positive, off the charts positive, empowering, glory, majesty, splendor. Like, it's just not even, if it was a sporting event, we would win infinity to zero against the devil, against the world, against sin, and all of that. That's kind of the evidence. And I want to say this to encourage anyone who will listen, anyone who is dealing with the negatives, I'm talking about that feeling around a walk with Jesus. I've been there. I know. I've always wondered, why does it seem like it's so hard to walk with Jesus Christ, and it's so impossible to do the things He wants us to do? Here's my answer to that. Just press on. Continue walking with Him day by day, and move in through phase one and through phase two, and in the right timing, it will happen. Absolutely. You know, someone will meet the Holy Spirit and meet for real Jesus Christ, and things will start clicking, and things will start, and it will all make sense. Everything. But with God, remember, it's sometimes all or nothing. Remember Jesus' famous statement, consider carefully what you hear, for with the measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Whoever has, and here's the law of use, Whoever has, he will be given more, and he will have more and more abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. What is Jesus saying there? That's the law of use. It's like all or nothing. It's whoever has, he'll be given more, and he'll have more and more abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. This is Jesus Christ teaching us and telling us these incredible revelations. And so we should really, I encourage anyone, look, really meditate on these, look into them, read his words, you know, again and again. And in that verse at the beginning that I said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." So Jesus teaches us all the time. Starting in, you know, when we become born again, we're in the first phase. Jesus is teaching us. He's helping us grow. And we have to make that effort. We have to press on and persist. We have to advance. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven advances forcefully and violent men lay hold of it by force. We have to seek him and persist. And if we don't, well, we're just going to stay where we are. So even in a message about faith, I go back to, and it is totally related. All the spiritual truths and everything is related to the absolute answer, the secret, the whole key, Jesus the Christ through the Holy Spirit. And I go back to that because it's all about him, his life, his presence, his glory, his majesty, the one and only Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, God Almighty. Our relationship with him, as I've said this before, is everything. It's everything. It's 100%. It's everything. On the other hand, when we even have good intentions and we do other things, and some of that is good, but much of that time, we're kind of wasting our time and spinning our wheels. For example, if we tried to study faith and tried to figure faith out and studied all the verses about faith in the New Testament and did everything, some of that's good. I mean, certainly it's scripture, it's good. It's, we're maybe doing our best effort. But the positive, let me say the positive. The answer is seeking and finding Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit and having that relationship, and everything flows from that. Everything. Faith makes perfect sense. Everything makes perfect sense because we found him, the glorious Jesus the Christ, the King of Glory, God Almighty, the Son of God and God Almighty, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And everything makes sense. And I truly believe this is why people are struggling and they're in the negative side. This is why we don't have revival, or either in our personal life or in the bigger, you know, picture, like at our fellowship or in our where we live. This is the reason. This is why people are not getting saved. Because the only way people get saved is when they experience the glory of the Lord and his presence through the Holy Spirit. That's the only way. Only way. That's it. And it's the only way that we can have any results spiritually in our life, is through him. That's it. That's everything. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. And he said, apart from me, you're dead. So that's in John when he said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you at all. So again, I want to be encouraging. I want to say this to everyone who will listen and to myself, that that's the key. Now, there is a time, of course, for teaching, and I want to just list quickly the 7 levels of faith. And this is right from the Bible. Number 1, weak faith, Romans 4:19. Number 2, temporary faith, Luke 8:13. Number 3, active faith, James 2:14-26. Number 4, strong faith, Romans 4:20, refuses defeat, where most spirit-filled believers are, is at number 4. Number 5, great faith. Jesus said that. Great faith, Matthew 8:10 and 15:28. Number 6, true faith, real faith. That's 1 Timothy 1 and 2 Timothy 1. The real thing, shows no hypocrisy. Number 7, perfect faith. Galatians 2:20, James 2:21. Jesus said, you shall be perfect as I am perfect. So 7 levels of faith. I think that's fascinating. And again, that's all part of those 4 phases as we're moving and walking with Jesus. And, you know, he's going to bring us to those. He teaches us. He's our great teacher, our shepherd. Amen. I hope this is encouraging. Please do visit our rebranded website, wonderreality.org. A lot of good content, free books, free content. There's videos and a lot more. Thanks. Until next time, blessings, Godspeed, and God bless.